from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. All the rainfall we've had lately has caused the local flood advisory committee to issue a warning about the Mattagamie watershed. The water is higher and moving more quickly than usual, and low-lying areas could be at risk for flooding. The water might also attract children to the slippery edge of creeks and rivers where it's not safe for them. Too many hurdles that not even a snowcross competitor could jump have canceled the annual March event in Timmins. Pro Snowcross Challenge coordinator Angela Vecchino says although business support was still in place, the number of challenges in organizing the event got too big.
Coming from a snowcross background, I knew a lot of the do's and the don'ts and how to have a great event. And everybody loved to come here, especially the racers, because it was one of the bigger races to have locals out cheering everybody on.
Over 6 years, the races attracted local competitors, along with some from across Canada, the U.S., and even Europe. They were racing for points towards a berth in the Canadian finals. The Timmins event has been transferred to Sudbury. It turns out that the entire length of Algonquin Boulevard will be reopened within the next 3 weeks. We were incorrect in our reporting that it would be closed all winter between Mountjoy Street and Wilcox Street. In fact, that short length hasn't been touched yet during Connecting Link reconstruction. It will be rebuilt next summer, along with the work all the way up to Cedar Street. Americans are going to the polls today in midterm elections that will determine how President Joe Biden can carry on with the rest of his term. All 435 members of the House of Representatives and about one-third of the 100-member Senate are up for election. The latest polls show the Republicans could regain control of both chambers. Biden continues his claim that democracy is at risk in today's voting, with dozens of Republican candidates still refusing to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election. Well, the Christmas season gets its annual kickoff in downtown Timmins this Saturday with the Santa Claus Parade. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell says there are 53 confirmed entries in the parade, the theme of which is the musical madness of Christmas. There will also be a few collections along the route.
Thank you to Country 93.1 FM for doing socks for Socks for Timmins. The South Porcupine Food Bank, please bring your non-perishable food items. And Canada Post is going to have their walking mailboxes. And if you put a return address on your letter to Santa, he'll reply.
The parade starts at 6 o'clock on Spruce Street South and follows the traditional route. We have a map on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.